Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Okay, let me start off with an apology because I think I can smell my jandals, guys. I think I need some new jandals.
I can't smell
them. You can't smell them?
No.
Matt can't smell. John?
You know when you spend a lot of time in a room which stinks and you just kind of get used to
just
it?
Just acclimatized to it.
Yeah.
Does anybody know if you're in Wai...
Waihee or Moondua?
I was going to say.
Tame Impala?
No,
Moondua.
No.
Just say a word, mate. Just say a word.
Carry on.
Think I know what you mean.
It's okay.
Okay. What do you mean? The plural?
I don't need to get this off my chest just yet.
Hold on to it. Matt Bizzle, welcome to the BFM studio.
Yo, how are you doing?
Matt Bizzle on the lineup for Cross Street Festival, Music Festival. When is it happening?
March the 7th.
March the 7th. Oh. Saturday there
off
on
the
Cross
dome.
Street. Straight off K Road. They're in kind of like the heart of that area, precinct.
Yeah, right in the core of it, I guess.
Did you go last year?
No, I was busy.
It looks like a time.
Yeah, I had mad FOMO just looking at all the photos and had a few friends played at it and I was like, oh,
great.
Looked like a wicked party.
Great lineup.
Yeah,
Church and AP, Cindy, K2K, Edie, Lears, same name confusion. A lot of these bands we've had on the show.
The Bats.
And the Bats. The Bats to headline.
That should be good.
Early bird, $25, $50 or $65 door sales.
Oh, get the early.
So it's a sweet, sweet deal for a day of fun. Craft beer bars, food.
I believe there's some McLeod's, and I think they've got some other drink partners on board, which sounds very fun.
It should be a fun old day there on Cross Street. Now, Matt, we just thought this is a segment where we can get someone in to guest select some music, expose us to some stuff which we, you know, like is outside of our general sphere of psychedelic guitar music.
Sweet, as I feel like I was like, I read the room wrong, but that's kind of, I feel like I nailed it in retrospect.
We were just saying, a lot of tracks I play these days have psychedelic saxophone on them also.
Yeah.
Sax is back. But you're probably like, it's been here the whole time. Shut up.
I guess I'm just like you said, like the bad smell. Like it's just saxophone's my bad smell. Like
sax and jandals,
I've just always kind of smelt the saxophone.
Now, you are a saxophone player?
Yes, that is. That
by
is
trade? Correct. By trade?
Yeah, yeah.
Gun for hire?
Yeah, I do a bit of all sorts. I'm kind of like to think of a Swiss Army knife, if you will.
Like just, you've got a few brass instruments?
Oh,
reed related?
Oh, I dabble with a bit of trumpet, but sax is a... I don't really like to brag about that.
How many saxophones do you have?
Or seven?
That, you qualify.
Yep.
You qualify.
Yep, he's a real deal.
Seven, the man has seven saxophones.
Only two of them work, so I don't know if that quite counts. Or does that make it better?
Yeah, definitely. Like I would know
how far
what's
away
missing.
From working.
Like, there's
the
so
others.
Many parts to a saxophone. I don't know what's missing. You could just be like, "Hey, it's a saxophone."
A couple of them, I don't even know what's missing. I'm just like, I just know it doesn't work, and I'm like, "Oh,
it's
what
a good
do
deal."
With
this? I'll get it. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
What does a sax go for?
Oh, I mean, you can get like cheap ones for like $200.
Right.
And it's like, don't
get what you pay
much.
For.
Yeah. And then I've seen some that go up for like.
Where are the good countries for sax? Like German style saxophone?
Like, in my opinion, like France and America, like from like the 50s and 60s, if you want to geek out about it.
I'm learning.
So it's an era.
Yeah. I just love the vintage stuff, especially the old American stuff.
Right on. Yeah, if you want to sound like
what
you've heard.
What are the characteristics of those particular saxophones?
Oh, I don't know what they're like, because I hear
good,
all these like...
Good metal.
People say it's like dark and bright and all these kind of like... Mm. Names that everyone kind of just
but you
nods.
Get to say, you kind of get to say the
great
word
"great timber."
Yeah, and I'm not sure anyone quite knows what they're talking about. Everyone just kind of politely agrees, and it's just like, yeah, that is. Mm. I agree, that is quite dark.
But vintage mojo as well.
Yeah,
it's strong.
Some people reckon it's like as a type of metal that like sort of ran out, and then they started like putting other stuff in the lacquers. And
yeah. No, so it's a real thing.
I don't know if there's much merit to it, but there you go.
We'll never know.
Well, should we play a song? We will know. We kind of got the rundown just there.
What would you like to start off with?
Probably that Turns of Eye track, I think.
Okay.
Might be a good way to start the pace, I guess.
Great saxophone on this one?
Yeah. Band from Wellington, Bryn. It's just an amazing saxophone. But like their horn section together is just tight.
Mm. So.
I like it.
Tunes of I with Get Up. We've got Matt Bizzle in the studio.
I just got a text. Hang on, guys.
Matt Bizzle in the studio with us. Matt Bizzle is performing.
So rude.
At Cross Street Music Festival on the 7th of March.
How good.
It's a Saturday. Great lineup. What's your live setup like at the moment, mate? What do you describe it to us?
So basically, just kind of hunkered down a little bit last 6 months and just been like producing and writing a bit more newer dancey stuff and. So it's essentially like a DJ set, but I'll be playing like live saxophone. And
do you have all your saxophones on the stage? Just kind of, have you thought about that? Just chucking your
seven saxophones
just on the ground.
I have thought about having like two of them straddling out the side, and then putting like confetti cannons inside of them.
Oh, fuck, you've thought longer and harder than I have about this. Obviously,
it's still a work in progress, but nice. Just throwing ideas out there.
I like it. You got my vote.
Off air, we were just chatting about you playing sax with DJs.
Yeah.
You'd been up to Lee Saw more recently and played with Yam Jams.
Yeah, shout out to Ben and Johnny.
Great tasting music, those lads.
Absolutely great.
Mm.
yeah, I've Shazam many a song off Ben.
What was that like going up there and them DJing and you playing over the top of them or playing with them?
That's kind of my job, I guess. I do that most weekends. And so it's just fun getting exposed to like new music and hearing people, especially like vinyl DJs, hearing them pull stuff out of the bag that's like you wouldn't come across necessarily on like a Spotify playlist or something. And like, it's like, oh, well.
Do you get a heads up on the general tone or the vibe of what they're going to be playing that day?
Nah, not at all. I just kind of turn up and hope for the best and have a good time.
Yeah, hopefully. Sweet. Good spot, Lee Sawmill.
Oh, it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
They put us up for the night, which is lovely.
It's a fun time.
We even got to design a pizza, which was cool.
Sweet.
I can't remember what was on it, but I remember. I think Johnny designed it. But it
kind of sounds like part of the course going up to Lee Sawmill. Can't remember what happened there.
Designed a pizza. I think. It's just a real good time.
Yeah. Hey, you've selected some Fat Freddy's drop.
This one, I haven't indulged myself in the new record yet, so I'm looking forward to this. How did you gravitate towards this track?
I just I love a bit of like dirty synths and it's kind of like grooving, and I was like, I don't know, kind of find it similar to my kind of vibe and kind of try and model a bit of their production when I can, and just classic Freddy's horn lines.
They've got a real powerful studio in Wellington, I think, at the moment, in someone's house. It's next level.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Heaps of really nice analog outboard gear and all sorts of stuff. So
Mo's just like one of the OGs, right? He's a legend.
Okay, it's Freddy's.
What is it called, John?
Rally 20.
Yes.
Okay.
First thing I do, I turn the radio on and then get ready.
I'm getting ready.
Muesli and orange juice and I'm ready.
I'm getting ready.
Fresh start in the morning, yes I'm ready. Drive my baby off to work and head back down the road and then get ready.
I'm getting ready
for a cruise around the bays. I keep steady.
I'm getting ready
for a fresh start in the morning.
Oh, I love my Rally 20. Gonna ride around the bay with you. Just cruising on my Rally 20. Watching the cars go by. Give thanks for living my life. Turn it up. Turn it up.
I won't keep it on that.
was Fat Freddy's drop off the brand new record. We just had a team meeting and thought we'd go straight into Matt Bizzle's next selection, which is
Crispy and the Poach.
I was expecting John to say it, but you did it.
Does it have a vocal?
John, you may leave.
Does it have a vocal on this track?
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful vocal from Crystal.
Can you tell us about it?
Like when it comes in, like now, we should probably go.
I haven't like transcribed it or anything.
Great sax on this tune though.
Absolutely. Long as I feel the pain pinning me down, it's making me better. It's love to you I bring whenever you're down.
Like it ends tomorrow, lift up your chin and you look around. Cause everyone goes through a little trouble. You got the love you found. Looking at the brighter light, let it be known that I'ma be better.
Couldn't wear a cardigan.
Crispy and the Pooch with a tune called Better, as selected by Matt Bizzle, who is...
Great name, Crispy and the Pooch.
Yeah, couple of Kiwi lads based in Berlin now.
Oh, very nice. You're performing at Cross Street Music Festival Saturday the 7th of March from 4 p.m. happening on Cross Street. Massive lineup.
Huge lineup.
Let's Be Real, Cindy, The Bats, Church and AP, Edie, K2K, The Lears, Same Name Confusion.
Wait, right now it's like a massive robot's coming to get us.
So daunting.
They're really smashing down that car park next door.
Hey, listeners, if you don't hear from us for a long period of time, send help. Cheers.
Died in an avalanche.
They're really not holding back out there.
It's serious, man. It is serious.
This is like every day up here during, you know, like working hours. It's quite strange. It doesn't feel great. All the shaking going on.
There's something that doesn't feel good about. Boom.
It's kind of like that, like reverberating kind of like shake to it.
As a young boy, can I open up to you guys real quick? Yeah,
tell me more about your childhood.
As a young lad, I would have a recurring kind of nightmare dream of like I'd feel like a massive robot was coming to get me. Like it was like that. It was like boom, boom, boom. And then I realized it's just my heartbeat. the whole time. It would never actually arrive and hurt me, but the nightbeam would be like, oh my God. And then I realized, shit, it's just my heartbeat.
It's
I'm like zoning.
Intense heartbeat. Like,
I was just zoning into my own heartbeat. But when I figured it out.
As a child, can I share one of my recurring dreams?
I don't know if we've got time, actually, dog. We should probably hurry up, eh, Matt?
Well, I mean, you guys are the boss. I'm just.
Not really time for John's kind of.
That's cool.
Is yours as powerful as mine? Or?
It's about a street around the corner from my parents' house.
Saxophone makes you feel things. I think that's what we're learning.
It brings out something.
Tell us more about your parents' place.
Well, I had to walk up this steep street, and it would get steeper and steeper.
Do you want the smashing of the massive digger or the bed of the
I feel like the smashing.
Actually. Okay.
So I'd walk up the steep street, and I would just keep getting steeper and steeper, and I'd never quite get to the top.
I'm bad, Johnny the witch!
Hop up this stack, you'll be nice and warm. Anyway,
No, wait, do you have a story or not?
That was my story.
What happened?
Wait, did this happen, mate, or was this just a dream? I'm confused.
What the fuck? Was that real quick?
Let's move on.
It's funny how most dreams are actually nightmares, eh? Do you find that, Matt?
Oh, that's all matter of perspective, isn't it?
It really is. That's what I'm getting at.
If you're into witches, then yeah, sure. Now,
sorry about that tangent, everyone.
Matt Bizzle, we've got one of yours queued up, but I thought we might play this Maniac Focus.
Yeah, why not? Mix it up. This one's a bit different. It's Dominic Lally from in the States. He's just like one of my favorite sax players, and he kind of does some weird kind of synthy kind of stuff with it. So I was like, oh yeah, throw it in there. Why not?
Matt?
Yeah, I can't really say much.
Great, it's got a great cover.
Is he like playing pedals with his sax?
He's just a bit of a production wizard. So like, and he's kind of layers it up with synths and cool sounds, and
okay,
has a bit of fun with it.
We'll be right back.
What just happened?
Talking about batches on Waiheke.
That was Maniac.
Are you talking about
Maniac Focus? Maniac Focus with Lyrebird. Very nice.
As chosen by Matt Bizzle, playing Cross Street Music Festival. When? In a couple of weeks?
March the 7th.
March 7th.
Saturday, I believe.
There you go. Bit of time to get your shit together, people. Buy an online ticket first.
Food trucks, craft beer bars, like 2 seconds walk off K Road.
It's a good spot for sure.
Great public transport to and from the festival. And it's on a Saturday.
Just the stats, eh?
Yeah, what more can you want?
What time are you on, do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I honestly don't. I'm not trying to keep.
I'm feeling like early afternoon's nice for you, actually. Quite a good temperature.
Yeah.
Everyone just sort of loosening up a bit.
I did
that kind of witching hour. You know?
I did put the thermostat on my rider, and I was like, I can't play. Like Dave's disease, I can't play if it's hotter than this.
Really?
What's in your rider?
Gonna need a little fan. Cheers.
Just a thermostat and a little fan. I just like to keep it simple.
No M&Ms with the M's shined off.
No, I tried that before and they just took me off the set.
No exotic sort of wine requirements.
A box of Rhinic scented vanilla.
I'm more of a Foster's man.
Okay, that's
actually
fair.
No, good beer. Good just beer.
Strong.
A 6-pack of Touché. Lukewarm Foster's, please. and a used tea towel.
No, didn't we cover off the beer that's available at the Cross Street?
McLeod's.
What is it? McLeod's.
McLeod's.
Yeah. I don't know if I've messed around with McLeod's before.
Oh, they got some good drops.
Yeah, they do have nice beers.
There's
actually
a lot of good beer around. Beer and coffee, Auckland is pretty good at these days. Mm.
Beer, yeah.
We're all like, yep.
A bit biased on the beer side, but yeah.
Yep. Should we play your one, Matt Bizzle?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Makes sense.
Okay. Hey, we'll see you at Cross Street Music Festival on Saturday the 7th of March. Get your tickets now from Ticket Fairy. Okay, everyone?
Woo! Do it.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.